Harvey, South Edge. It's next. It's the Get It Off Your Chest Radio talk show, powered by Bassett Motors and
Carrington. Hi, this is Courtney with Bassett Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on high country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
Governor and I, and we were all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
The same stable genius who said the biggest problem we had in the Revolutionary War is we didn't have enough airports.
Whoa.
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
The group included groundbreaking Asian Americans like Vera Wang and Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga Kawawa.
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHD 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. Rick Jensen is my name. R. David Adams, absent from the mic. Chuck Radom, the prodigal son, is here today. How are you?
Oh, just fine. This is a retro edition. It's you and me. We've got the band back together again.
The band is back together. Yeah. All we need now is Bob Peterson to pop by. Huh?
Oh, hey, that would be something else, wouldn't it? Hey, Bob, if you're out there, it's probably too late to get here now anyway.
You can call in Bob if you like.
Yeah.
Oh, so how you doing today?
Oh, super. I'm enjoying seeing the sunshine after the, not sunshine mostly of the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, snow flurries on Sunday, really? Snow flurries? Oh, wait, I'm in North Dakota, yeah. Not Wisconsin. I forgot.
And then rain tomorrow, and then sunny again, 70s for the weekend.
Yeah, well, I'm heading out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I got things to do on the road before I head back to Milwaukee.
The city that made beer great again, right?
It was kind of a shock to my system when I did the tour and I discovered that Pabst comes off a production line that they contracted from another manufacturer.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, in fact, I haven't had a Pabst Blue Ribbon in creeping up on 35 years, so I guess it doesn't matter.
No. PBR. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the, you know, that was the we thought we were cool, you know. I knew some guys. I'm so old. When I was in college, some of my friends were drinking hams.
They still make hams.
I know. A matter of fact, about 2016, I was back during deer season. I sat down with a couple of buddies, and I saw hams on there. So I'm going to have a hams. I haven't had one of those since before I was of age to drink. So,
well, you know, our old buddy Gil at the Man Cave probably has hams. I know he has Schlitz over there, too.
Oh, Schlitz. Yeah. Well, Schlitz was no big deal. You saw that real commonly in college because one of my buddies, his father was a distributor. So that we saw Schlitz and Budweiser. Budweiser was the big one.
Yeah.
You know, it never made anybody wiser, and I didn't know anybody named Bud. So,
hey, right now we'll check in with the lovely South Dakota native Tommy Lahren. She has Fox News commentary.
Fox News commentary.
The illegal immigrant influencer who urged fellow illegals to squat in homes is now playing victim from jail. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
TikTok influencer Leonel Moreno, who became social media infamous for posting about his brazen illegal status and recently encouraged fellow illegals to squat in American homes, was finally arrested by ICE nearly 2 years after entering illegally through Eagle Pass. Now that he is finally in custody in an Ohio jail, he is whining and complaining about the persecution he's facing in the U.S. In a 30-minute video televisit from inside the jail, Moreno cried that he misses his freedom and claims he's being defamed. He also vowed to use his First Amendment rights that he does not have to fight charges. Moreno has no legal right to be here and should have been deported long ago, but thanks to Biden's catch and release illegal immigrant parole program, he, like millions of others, has been allowed to skirt the system. So I say loudly, deport now. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
I hear the crack from the snipers above. Hillary, Hillary, Hillary's full of stories.
Well, you know, we were talking retro beans. You're here, so I had to bring that up.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks.
Oh boy, yeah, it's we are in interesting times. Times I wish would have never happened, but here we are.
Well, the United States of America has broken all records in a lot of categories. I mean, as a relatively free society where people can basically, and you know, here's the thing: as bad as things are getting, people still want to come here. Because as bad as things are getting here, the places where it isn't bad yet, smart people can see the handwriting on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And even as much as our freedoms are being encroached on, at the moment, you can pretty much fly under the radar and live your own life and do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, yes, there are many areas where they're encroaching on our freedom. But most people, most of the time, do as they want.
Mm-hmm.
And that... If we froze things in place right now, and I'm not advocating that, we've got to push back. But if you could freeze things in place right now, 20 or 30 years from now, 40 years from now, when the rest of the world, when Canada, which is turning into like basically a dictatorship,
mm-hmm.
you know, when things get genuinely bad there, we're still going to look good. So I just encourage people to, you know, just remember, as bad as things get, we have to hold the line and push back because we've still got a lot going for us.
Well, that we do. There's no doubt about that. I mean, the framework is there yet. It's being chipped at all the time, sadly.
Yeah, it's just disgusting. But I don't know. You know, I'm overall, despite the way I sound a lot of times, an optimist because pendulums always swing back the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got people are starting. See, this is what happens. You know, they say that hard times make tough men make good times make weak men. Mm-hmm. Well, we're entering tough times, and people are catching on. And, you know, we may despair of this generation or that generation being bad, but there was a generation that came up years and years and years ago that their elders despaired because all they were seeking was, you know, they were hedonists. They had discarded traditional morals. They were doing all of these things that just live for the moment stuff. And then the Depression came.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Second World War came, and that generation became the greatest generation. So hard times, I believe that human nature hasn't changed. So as much as we describe the degeneracy of this generation, when reality bites them in the butt really, really, really hard, I believe that the young people of this country reality can wake them up, and they can make the tough decisions, and they may save us. Because my generation didn't do that good a job.
Oh, yeah. So each and every year as we continue down this path, just when you think it can't get any worse, it does. But you know what? It's back in... When's the last time you were here working? I mean, when did you leave for Wisconsin? I can't remember now.
Well, Wisconsin aside, I actually ceased being employed in Harvey in the end of November 2007.
Oh, right before the Obama regime.
Right, right. We hit the road then, and I was in Wisconsin. After I was in Milwaukee when the Obama administration came to power. And I moved around a bit. You know, I did Wisconsin. I did North Dakota again in other locations. I did Vermont. And then I actually went to work for the Veterans Administration, a job I never thought I would say I'm proud of. But, before I came to work, I didn't want to work for the federal government. But working for the VA, I have to say that I realized that the VA had gotten a bad rap from a lot of people. Because regardless of what you think of the management or the administration, the run-of-the-mill VA employee in healthcare and the run-of-the-mill VA employee who is serving the needs of the veterans, doing the paperwork, they really do care about their jobs. I have yet to run into... There's a lot of people who are not pro-government, who work for the government. And they care about the veterans. I mean, every day, these people, they give a crap about our veterans. And that's one of the things, besides the paycheck, that's the other thing that keeps me going, is that these people really do care, you know?
Absolutely. That's awesome. 10:33, Bob Wheeler after the break. Program powered by Bissett Motors and Carrington. Weather Against Details brought to you by our very good friends over at the First State Bank of Harvey and Anamoos, member FDIC. Meteorologist Stone Schaefer talking about rain for tomorrow.
From the SOAR team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, sunny, highs lower 60s, a west wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s, a west wind 10 to 20. Tomorrow, a chance of rain, increasing clouds, highs upper 50s, a northwest wind 10 to 20, increasing through the afternoon, wind gust up to 35 miles per hour. On Thursday, mostly sunny, highs mid 50s, a northwest wind 15 to 25, wind gust up to 40. On Friday, sunny, highs lower 60s, a southwest wind 5 to 10. On Saturday, sunny, highs in the lower 70s, a south wind 15 to 20, wind gust up to 25. On Sunday, sunny, highs in the lower 70s, a west wind 10 to 20, wind gust up to 25 miles per hour. And on Monday, a chance of rain, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, a south wind 15 to 20, wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. Keep it right here for your latest forecast. The Mix, 1470, KHND, and 99.5 FM.
A lot of sunshine, and our temperature right now at 48. 32 the low this morning, 51 yesterday. We will far exceed that today. 48, winds picking up a bit from the west-northwest at 13, 2 gusts to 16. 2.28, bare soil temp, 4 inches down at 37.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470, KHND, Harvey.
Fox News on the way with a one-minute update. This report brought to you by Roberta Storr with State Farm Insurance and our friends at Warehouse Grocery. on Harvey's West Edge. That's Harvey Warehouse Grocery.
It's the big savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. Boneless half pork loin sold in the bag from Holstone Farms, $1.99 a pound. Boneless beef bottom round roast, $5.99 a pound. Family pack golden plum chicken leg quarters, 99 cents a pound. You'll find fresh strawberries, 16-ounce package, or 6-ounce raspberries or blackberries, two packages for $5. Our family butter, selected Fridays, $3.99. Our family orange juice, two bottles for only $7. Pizza quarter pizzas, 13-inch, $6.99. Hungry Man dinners or bowls, two for $8. You'll also find Just Bear whole chickens, $6.99. Lando Frost premium sliced meats, great for making sandwiches, $5.99 a package. Boneless breaded chicken, $10.99 a package. And don't forget about their delicious roasted deli chicken. 4-piece and 8-piece, they have whole chickens, all cooked up, hot, juicy, and delicious. And be sure you check out their brand new website, the Full Flyers, right there, along with some great recipe ideas, HarveyWarehouse.com. That's HarveyWarehouse.com. Harvey Warehouse Grocery.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
ugh, come on!
Seriously?
This is so extra.
But what you could say is,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local State Farm agent is available when and where you need them. Online, over the phone, or even in person. State Farm agents are here to answer your questions and help you file your claim.
This is so extra.
Contact Roberta Storr with State Farm Insurance in Harvey at 324-4318.
I'm Therese Crowley, addressing the people's pain and the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Norfolk Southern agrees to pay $600 million to resolve all class action claims within a 20-mile radius of the fiery derailment and personal injury claims within 10 miles. No admission of wrongdoing or fault. The toxic disaster 1 year ago fouled the air, land, and water. The parents of convicted high school shooter Ethan Crumbley are being sentenced for involuntary manslaughter in Michigan. Prosecutors told the judge that the Crumbleys have shown no remorse. Ethan is serving life for killing four classmates at Oxford High. President Biden attempting another student loan bailout for 30 million Americans, up to $20,000 apiece. GOP Senator Ted Cruz blunt about the bailout.
Joe Biden is engaged in a vote-buying scheme.
America is listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey. More of the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show continues with Bob Peterson and Rick Jensen on the Mix 1470 KHND.
I thought that was the one with your name on, but I was close.
That's just as good, man. That is just as good. I miss Bob.
Hey, with us via the magic of the telephone from Pick City, North Dakota, Bob Wheeler, political pundit extraordinaire. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, I didn't fly away yesterday. Obviously, you guys didn't fly away yesterday.
So the
real, you know, the real conspiracy theorists missed out on the rapture.
That is hilarious, yeah.
I'd like to snuck into a bunch of their houses and put empty shoes of their family members around with just the clothing laying there in a few places. And
I am a Christian.
Me too.
I'm Catholic. I believe in the Bible. I believe in that the end of days is coming. But, you know, people have been pointing to things for 150 years. We're almost there. We're almost there. People back in the 60s and whenever there was big things going on in the world, and they said, well, the second coming is happening. No, guys and gals, nobody knows. Jesus Christ doesn't know. The good Lord himself is the only one that does. Yep. And it's not going to be some prophet down here. And just because the world's gone to hell in the USA doesn't mean that it's actually that bad for somebody in a small village in Africa, or you know, it doesn't point to it in some beautiful town in Germany. Yep. Not everyone thinks the world's ending right now. Just settle down. Remember, we still got a lot of life left to live. Let's keep fighting the political game and get these clowns under control. But there's a lot of time left to fix this world.
Yeah, we and people get caught up in, because their own human lifespan. We want all the exciting stuff to happen while we're around to view it, you know. And I personally, sure. I'd avoid the excitement. I have a printout, a duplicate copy of a book that was written, and it talks about the it talks about how this comet appearing in the sky is not an eclipse. This comet, this is the signs of the wonders of the times and the imminent coming of our Lord. And it was printed in, I think it was 1589. So, you know, and 1000 A.D., approximately somewhere January 1st, 1000 A.D., they all gathered on the hilltops facing east. You know, live your life in expectation of that happening, but don't expect it next Thursday. You know, you got to plan to survive and thrive and testify to the people around you. And to do that, you have to be prepared to live through bad times without disappearing suddenly.
You know, Bob, yesterday someone shared this. During the eclipse, you know, you mentioned the apocalypse. Yeah, they should have had, they said, inflatable dolls or inflatable balloons shaped as humans, put helium in, and let them go flying up in there and really freak these people out.
Oh, my.
Yeah. The rapture's here. The rapture's here.
Well, when you got people who fall for stuff that is published on April 1st, with that being in the headline and people still fall for the stuff, it's what... Anyway.
Well, it's someone that's it's indirectly involved in my life. It's I guess it's my girlfriend's ex. We'll call it that way. And he had his dog just saving this and bringing this, and we'll buy this week. And he really bought into this stuff. And that is all due to his church. I don't even know what denomination, but they were all preaching it real hard. You know, the last couple of months talking about this is like, oh my gosh, guys, you know. And there's nothing I can do about it, and I think the girl saw through the BS for the most part, but he was just had him worried, you know. He just come on, guys, you know. Whatever with it, I don't know who the good Lord's going to take, and I know he's not ready to take any of us anytime soon. So let's
well
trudge forward. Let's keep going through the North Dakota swamp.
Yep. If he takes only those who deserve to go, he's going to be able to come in, I don't know, a smart car.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because it's not, let's put it this way, I'm not on the list of people who deserve it.
Neither am I.
I have, from a very young age, expected myself to be left behind. I don't know why, and maybe that's part of my attitude today, where obviously today I don't look like I did 30 years ago, being the Marine and in shape and being willing and ready to go and fight and do these things. But that's always been my attitude. You know, some of us have to be left behind. And whether that's right, wrong, it doesn't make any difference. That's just where my brain, my heart has been at. So this type of stuff has never really concerned me. It's going to happen. You know, what have you. How about you guys get lots of good conversations in yesterday about the convention this weekend?
We talked a little bit with Jeff Magrum about that yesterday, and it sounded quite interesting. I know I peeked over at the 99 Cent Reporter's Rob Schultz's page, or Ed Port, you know, and he was having a epic meltdown. There was weeping and gnashing of teeth, so I knew it had to be a good convention then.
Well, yeah, and Scott Hannon and whoever, you know, his programs, they were all just going wackadoo, you know, just so worried that our good buddy Rick Becker is kicking butt and taking names. And I still find it hilarious that Rick's not good enough because of the silly rules of the Republican Party in North Dakota. He can't be on the ballot as a Republican for 6 years, yet he is going in as a national delegate. You know, he's gonna cast those votes for Donald Trump. He's representing the Republican Party at a national level, but because of the games that Prince Perry and that crowd decided to play a few years ago, he can't even be on a ballot. Yet he's gonna win and go to Washington and represent us as an independent. But yet he's gonna cast the vote as a Republican for Donald Trump.
That's awesome. Chuck, you probably don't know about these new rules.
I'm not up to speed on the rules.
Share that with us, Bob, some of the rules that Princess Perry came up with.
Just real, because of the fact that the conservative movement, the grassroots movement, was gaining speed, and the rhinos were just getting hit by a freight train, okay, and they were backpedaling. And when you cage a wild animal, they're going to gnash a non-fight back, right? And we talked about all of this for a couple of years. So what they did is they started trying to change the rules that we play by. And that was the only way they were stopping us from doing things. So if you ran as an independent, essentially challenging the primary, not getting the Republican nomination, then you weren't going to be able to run as a Republican for six more years if you didn't win.
Okay, what was their face? So, what was their face? What public face they say, okay, this is the reason for that rule? Because you explained the real reason. What did they say was the reason for that? Did they have an explanation for the public?
I don't know. I don't even know if I can remember that. They turned it into a pay-to-play, more so game.
Okay.
At that same time, they had to have $5,000, I believe it is, from every candidate, or $2,000 once you got on the ballot for these certain, like, say, House, Senate. Was it House, Senate, and Governor?
I think so.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You know, you could probably go back and look at Rob Port's articles if you could stand to search through them and get the different answers that way. But they had every excuse in the world to try to make it look right that they were trying to just stop the conservatives from doing what we're doing. The movement is still stronger today, you know, which actually surprised me a little bit from what I found out about the convention, because I thought that, you know, granted, I wasn't holding anything together being in that movement, but I dropped off. Some others kind of disappeared for a while. But that glue that's holding these conservatives together, these people like you and I, is getting stronger and stronger. So that's where they just decided to start changing the rules. And that wasn't the only one. They kicked out the young Republicans because the young Republicans were siding with the conservatives. So they took away a vote from the young Republicans. At the state level, who else took somebody else's vote away too.
I can't remember, but yeah, that was,
you know, they did all of this stuff to, yeah. And now I've heard yesterday from what I got caught up on through my connections of some other things that were tried in private and back rooms to stop certain votes from going the way the conservatives were going to vote, and that's right at the top.
Did they think that
we're trying to do this?
Did they think that taking the vote away from these groups was going to endear them to the Republican Party? You know, that's a short-term solution to what they perceived as their problem. You know, there was one of the Roman emperors one time tried to reduce the privileges of the Praetorian Guard. It didn't go well for him. You can't, in the long run, you cannot cut people back. You cannot trim the branches back and expect appreciation. So in the long run, it sounds like it's going to bite him in the butt.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, it's, and I know that we've talked about this, you know, over the years, is that these rule changes and these snap decisions were just hurting them. Because all it really does is strengthen the resolve of those that are trying for the right reasons to get the right things done, to get more transparency in the Republican Party. To, in reality, those of us that we don't like the big tent theory of the Republican Party in the ways that the rhinos do, we like the big tent theory of the conservatives and getting the people involved. And like, say, I ran for the chairman of the Republican Party. In my speech, I wanted that $5 bill out of that single mom's purse worse than I wanted the $100 bill out of the lawyer's wallet. When you bring in the little guy, the people that want to have their voices heard, that wanted to be left alone, when you bring those people in, you have a super strong party.
Well, and I think they missed, this is where certain other parties and groups have missed the point. There's two ways to build a political party. Well, there's more than two ways, but two basic philosophies. One is you say, I have this political philosophy. These are my beliefs. If you wish to join me, this is what we believe in. Come support what we believe together. And then you have the, hey, we have this political party. What is it you believe in? And I'll support it so you'll support me. And that's kind of where the Democratic Party has wandered off to. They've wandered off into, you know, whatever insane idea you've got, if you'll vote for us to keep us in power, because we value power over any moral principle whatsoever. And that's what disgusted me several years ago with the National Republican Party. Well, I've never called myself a Republican, but I always voted in support of the Republican Party. And I really now, it's the last, since approximately three elections ago, I just forget it. I can't, because they've now switched over to the, hey, I'll push your agenda if you'll vote for me so I can stay in power. They valued power over principle. And as soon as you have any group that favors power over principle, they'll do anything. They'll say anything. They've lost their moral footings.
Well, and the Republican Party in North Dakota has done that.
Exactly.
We have a wonderful platform for that party. Now, I'm no longer a Republican Party member. I decided that I could not pay those dues this year. My own personal stance, my line in the sand, right? I just couldn't do it this year because of my frustrations with everything that was going on. Now, and I preached for years that you got to pay to play, you got to get involved, you got to take your lumps. I couldn't do it this year.
Yep.
After all the fighting that we'd gone through and watching them have a wonderful platform that people can believe in and get behind, and watching them try to change it, okay, which you have the right to change your party platform, and there's ways to do that. But to watch them disregard the party platform, you know, we don't hold Kevin Cramer, John Hoeven, any politician in the state to the party platform. And as a people, as the people in charge of those individuals, we need to hold them to that party platform. If you're coming in and saying you want the Republican nomination, you want money from the Republican Party, this is our platform. You stand on that platform, and you do not go away from that platform. You have to, you even have to say a pledge honoring that platform. I mean, that's part of your oath. And those people were not enforcing their platform. And there's not a real way to enforce the platform, but it's, and talking about leaving the Republican Party, it's hard to do that as well, because there is not another party platform out there. So I decided I'm going to vote my votes. I voted for a Democrat for the first time last year, and I don't know, you know, since I've been alive. Okay. Most Democrats do not align with my values. And there I have to take the lesser of the evils. And I'll still vote most likely straight Republican Party ticket. Just because I don't have a choice, right? But it would be so much easier if these people would go out and campaign on our party platform and stick to our party platform, just like you should be sticking to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of North Dakota.
That's radical talk. You can't be talking about the Constitution.
How can I think of something like that? I should be in jail for that.
You just hit on one of the keys. One of the keys, you know, RD is always complaining,
RC,
justifiably.
RC?
RD, RC, our God, please. R. David.
Yes.
Okay. The big guy. Yeah. He's always complaining, and justifiably, that, you know, people are apathetic. They don't care. They don't pay attention. Now, you just said go out and and campaign on the platform. It's very telling when you have politicians who want you to ignore what's going on. They want you to be bored and indifferent. If they're out there campaigning on the platform, then people might pay attention and expect them to stick to it. They're not going to campaign for something that they don't personally support. It's not part of their moral principles to follow that platform. So if they're not cheerleading for it, that should tell you something ahead of time, before they ever get sworn into office. Hey, they're not pushing it as a platform, then they don't really care, do they? That's my two cents worth on how politicians behave.
It's no different than Chuck. It's what we've been preaching on this show for years, and what we've been talking about. And you get a candidate that you can love. So many of us got goosebumps thinking about King Doug. And we elected him the first time thinking this guy was the Trump of North Dakota type individual. He's a businessman, highly intelligent. But he did not stick to anything party-wise. Platform-wise, you've got to weed your politicians out with some common sense. And you can tell when they're lying because their mouth is moving 90% of the time.
Exactly.
Obviously, we had some good candidates. We had some great people stand up over the last 10 years in this state. And you're not seeing them on television. You're seeing them in the districts. Okay, and that's where a lot of this starts. We've got people standing up, and just with my circle of Facebook friends, which is how I keep in touch with most of them, I'm seeing people running for city commission now. A young lady in Grand Forks area, she's running for city commission. And she has been politically involved, but she got more and more involved over the last 6 years because of the movement and the what politicians were doing. You're getting more and more regular people standing up, which we should all have been doing forever, okay? But she's running now. She believes in the Republican Party platform. She has decided to take a stand. I heard of another individual a little disappointed at the convention this weekend, but she had been involved with us. She had been helping the grassroots movement grow for the last 6 years. She ran for an office this year. She wasn't successful, but she ran. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this goes back to what we're starting to talk about, too. The Republican Party does not like that. If you're not in their circle in the swamp in Bismarck, they do not like regular people standing up. They did not like, most of them do not like the fact that Doc Nagel ended up being our individual to send to Bismarck in place of, what's his name?
Shane Gettle, wasn't it?
Yeah. Shane Gettle got beat by 50% this weekend.
That's what it was. Wow.
900 to 500 votes. You get your butt kicked that bad at the North Dakota GOP convention, you've done something wrong for the last 20 years.
And
Shane is a hell of a nice man. I've known him for years, but he had gone off the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Shane had become nothing but a rhino. And a mouthpiece for that. And I'm not picking on you, Shane. If you're listening to me, we can talk anytime. But you got off track. Doc Nagel jumped in there, and my hat's off to Steve. My gosh, he's got an awful lot going on in his own personal world, mm-hmm. his business world. But, you know, over the last 6 and 8 years, he'd had enough. And he jumped in, and now him and Lori will be running out to Washington helping represent the state of North Dakota. And you've got another good, solid working man, a very intelligent businessman, and a regular guy going to Washington, D.C. to help us out.
These are the kind of stories that encourage me. Like I said earlier about this generation, I'm seeing people decades younger than me, and this is not just happening here. What encouraged me is all over the country, different people I talk to in different places is people running for school board again.
Mm-hmm.
People have decided to go back, hey, you know what? We failed at the school level because the kids are not getting what we think they should, and they're getting stuff we know we shouldn't. So people are getting involved. And once you get those people involved, they get a taste of what of dealing with it at that level. Some of them go, you know what? I'm good at this. I feel a drive and energy to do this, and they move on. They move up to the next level. And that's where you get the people rising through the ranks who will pay attention, do the right thing. And I'm encouraged. You guys really encourage me when you tell me that this is alive and moving forward in North Dakota.
It's huge in North Dakota.
Because it's happening all over the country. You hear reports.
Well, one of the best conventions ever was this weekend from what everybody that I've talked to that was down there for. They had their hiccups. They didn't win everything they wanted. You know, they ended up having it. So there was a whole bunch of high-dollar coffee cups that couldn't go in because they wouldn't get through a metal detector and pocket knives and things like that. I mean, that's a joke. That's something that the Republican Party needs to work on. That should have never happened. District 37 had some problems with their delegates. They're still the swamp doing what the swamp does in certain districts across the state. Okay, you're going to have that. District 37, it all came out in the wash, and it made their chairman, who happens to be DPI's son, okay, Kirsten Baszler's son, who's the chairman of that district, look like a fool. Well, he is. Kirsten Baszler didn't even come close at the convention. She got doubled. Okay, Kirsten Baylor did not get the nod from the Republican Party this time. That's just, these are the big things. And like you talked about, running for your school board, getting out and getting involved in your townships, your city commissions.
Yes.
Your school board is the most important one, I still believe. But your lowest level, where you're closest to the people, is your township. And just doing things like that, getting involved. Anybody else out there that's running for House and Senate in their districts for the first time, my hat's off to every single, and I don't care if you're a rhino. But if you finally got mad and say you like what the rhinos are doing, and you wanted to get involved because of that, good for you. Just because you don't think like me doesn't mean I don't want you involved. You know what I mean? And if you're running as a Democrat for the first time in your life because you don't like the conservative movement, the grassroots movement that's coming along, good for you. Because you're getting involved in this wonderful republic that we have, and you're actually becoming part of the solution instead of the problem.
Yep. And remember, there are people who seek power. They want to be in power. When they realize the tide is running very, very strongly towards conservatism, very strongly towards the kind of grassroots thing you're talking about supporting, they have a born again moment. And suddenly you have their vote, too, because then they get to stick around at the gravy trough.
I tell you what, Bob Wheeler, I use the 99-cent reporter in Minot, Ed Port or Rob Schultz, whatever his name is, as the barometer. And he's freaking out in his posts. And when he does that, that means the conservatives are getting a real strong hold on what's going on.
Did you get your 99 cents worth then?
Yeah. Well, you remember him, don't you, Chuck?
Yes, I do.
He didn't float away yesterday like nobody else did either, so I guess that says something for all of us.
I'll fly away.
11-1. We're in the coach's time again now.
Oh, no. Hey, thanks, Coach. Appreciate your minute, buddy.
All right, Bob Wheeler, as always, has been a hoot today, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
Take care. Bob Wheeler, political pundit from Pick City. Michael Coachman after news and weather. RDA is absent. RCA, whatever RCA. You want to call him. Chuck Ranaman for him today, former co-host of this program. Harrington.
Hi, this is Courtney with Ascent Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Ascent Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
When it comes crashing down.
Let's go, Brandon!
Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!
Free-minded, patriotic Americans, this program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHND 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. Rick Jensen is my name. Chuck Radom in the studio. RDA is gone today, but with us via the magic of the telephone from an undisclosed location, maybe in Texas, maybe in North Dakota, it's our good friend, Mr. Michael Coachman.
Hello, everybody. I'm in North Dakota, Williston.
In Williston?
Whoop. Yes.
End of the earth.
The ends of the earth, man.
Well, not that far from it.
Oh,
a great night. Me and Lydia had a meet and greet with the Sons of Liberty with a group of people here last night to share our platform and what we're all about, and was mainly about the Constitution, that we stand on it, we believe on it, and we're going to abide by it.
So. Amen.
You can't be talking about that Constitution. You're one of those radicals. You got to be more centric.
No, he's a radical.
Radical, there you go.
Radical. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. Radical.
Well, since I stole it from somebody else, feel free to use it.
Oh, wait a minute. You steal something and you tell me to feel free to use it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's already been stolen.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I can justify almost anything, man.
You sound like, you already filled in the blank without me saying it.
Yeah. Yep. There you go.
Oh.
It's intellectual property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as I see a copyright, I'll stop.
There you go, maybe. Well, it's good to have you on the show. It's a blessing. I fear that you'll leave it out tomorrow. I wish I had more opportunity to meet with you. And
well, yeah, it'd be fun. I says, I was pretty impressed. I was telling a few people about having met you. I have to apologize because I won't even say the name, but I accidentally misnamed you. I do this, and I switch names around in my head accidentally, and I called you by the name of somebody that I and my friends really don't like, and I got eyebrows raised. You were talking to that guy? I said, what's wrong with him? He ran for governor. He never ran for governor. Yeah, and I said the name. Then I said your name right. He says, you weren't talking about him a minute ago. Now we're all confused. But I was really impressed, man. You got my vote when you eventually run for something.
Oh, wait a minute. Can you vote here in North Dakota?
I am technically, I meet the legal qualifications of the state of North Dakota to be a resident.
Okay, cool.
So, yep.
Then
so
I will.
So I'm a resident.
I just hope the Secretary of State will actually accept it or not make it a half a vote like they have been doing. Now, did I just say that?
Half a vote. Yeah, well, that's okay because I have half a mind to tell him what I think about him. But if I give him a piece of my mind, does that mean he's got more than half?
So you,
another half.
So you've been hitting the campaign trail. You're in Williston. Where else have you been going to?
Well, that has been the main thing. I actually I was in Fargo Thursday. I had a meet and greet Thursday, me and Lydia, and that was a really good meet. But I think the really good time was Friday. I wasn't a delegate or anything. But I went to the convention, and I really, really met a lot of neat people. And matter of fact, some people came up to me and said, you know what? They go, you know what? We got to pick the lesser of two evils for the governor's race. And I said, you know I'm running. And they go, no, I didn't know. And they used to see the light, the bright of their eyes just come to their faces, and I'm like, you are running? And they just started telling, hey, Coach is running for governor. And they're like, really? Yeah. So there was like, okay, we do have hope.
Well, you know, so you were at the convention, and what was your takeaway on that? You know, we heard from Bob Wheeler last hour.
I wasn't on the inside, okay, because I just like Bob, wasn't a delegate. I couldn't run for governor on the Republican ticket because they ousted me. Actually, again, because we're being conservatives, they didn't want us to be in there. So by me doing this again, I guess that started my clock again for another 5-6 years. So I guess my clock is going to be starting every time.
Yeah, and Bob was explaining to Chuck how this works now under Princess Perry, how this tomfoolery all came about. And it's insane. It is.
So, well, the funniest, the neatest thing, actually there was a lot of neat conversations. Because after everybody went in, you know, the lobby was empty because I could just go stay in the lobby where the people get their delegate information, and then they go in and you go to the secure area. So I'm standing there in the lobby, and this one guy comes up. He goes, hey, how you doing? This is great. Because I was just standing there, and it was kind of weird because everybody else has gone in. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm just waiting here. And he goes, what do you do? He says, well, I'm running for governor. And he goes, oh, good luck on that. And I'm like, okay. And we started having a conversation, and he says, well, you're going to have a tough time. I said, God's in control. I'm not worried about it. And then I'm not going to stress. And he says, you know, but you're going against a lot of big money. I said, yeah, but me plus God against the whole world, we're still a majority. I'm not stressing. I'm not worried about it. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I got principles I stand on. I got the North Dakota Constitution and in the U.S. Constitution, and you know, and I'm just going to be led on that. So I'm not worried about it. So, and then he just stopped and looked at me dead in the eyes, and he goes, "I'm for Team Armstrong." I said, "That's fine." I said, "That's what makes America great." You support who you believe that is going to meet your values. I said, "That's what you do." I said, "I'm happy for you." And he goes, "Well, best of luck." I said, "Good luck." I said, "Well, God got it." So I go outside, and there's a bench, and I'm sitting out there. And I guess they started that District 37 fiasco. So, and about an hour later, he comes out. There had been a bunch of the guys, and they're just frustrated what's going on. And talking about parliamentary procedures, all this other stuff, and I'm just sitting there listening to the intake of everything. They all finish their cigarette, go back in. 45 minutes later, comes back out, and he goes, "I can't believe this has happened." And he goes, and the district chair's, from Fargo, and they're like, "You know what? I'm supporting you, and I can't believe he said that, and blah, 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 blah. We're going to get you elected." I'm like, what happened? You know, what happened? And then I find out that a certain individual who's running for office got up there and started saying, "Hey, I know District 37 said something wrong, and it's okay, blah, blah, blah." I don't have the full story because I wasn't in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that a lot of these individuals came out frustrated, and they started signing my petition, getting involved, and they said, "We want to know more about you." I said, that's fine. So things happened, I think, was a good thing. I met a lot of neat individuals who really was him, his brother, his sister-in-law, and brother-in-law were out there, and they started talking with me when I bought oil and everything else and what's going on. And I told them, and he goes, "Well, I think on this one issue, you might be making, that's a socialist issue." I said, "Really?" He goes, "Yes, I think it's a socialist issue." And I go, "Well, I don't want nothing to do with socialism." And I wrote my name down and in my email, I handed him a card. I said, "Get with me, because I don't want to do anything that will cause North Dakota or the people to become socialist or have a socialist type government. That let's have lunch or coffee or something like that so we can figure out how we can benefit the people and resolve this issue." And he turned his head, because I could tell he was a businessman, had all this, and he looked at me and go, "No one has ever said that." I said, "Yeah." I said, I don't have all the answers. I don't. I said, I'm not an expert in every area. That's why they have experts in every area. I said, you get those experts together, and then you can make a logical decision. But anyway, I said, and he goes, "I would love to do that." He says, "No one has ever said to do that." I said, "Well, that's different than me.
As long as
I need to listen to the people.
As long as you don't put the experts in charge. You get somebody like you in charge with the experts to advise. Because experts in charge is a recipe for disaster."
Yeah. I don't know what this District 37 thing was, but a listener just shot me a message and said, Armstrong got up and said nobody in District 37 was disenfranchised. Anyone who wanted to attend, they could. So I'm not sure what was going on with that.
Me neither. And like you said, because I wasn't in there, I can't give my assessment, and I really don't want to say anything about what was quoted, anything, because I wasn't in there. Mm-hmm. So
your fact-checking is better than CNN's.
You're right. So I'd rather just take what the conversation I had and what he told me. You see, what I said was a conversation between me and that individual.
Yep.
Not what was in there. So, go ahead and hear a break.
It's 11:34. We have to take a break. Visiting with Michael Coachman. We'll come back in just a moment. Program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. 11:34. Here's Fox Business News.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks turn mixed after an upbeat open. Investors are waiting for the Consumer Price Index for March, which will be released Wednesday morning. The National Federation of Independent Business Survey for March slumped to its weakest reading in more than a decade. Small business owners are expressing caution about the coming months, seeing inflation as a continuing concern. Alphabet, parent of Google, has been trading in record territory. The Wall Street Journal says the company will make more of its own Axion chips that can handle artificial intelligence. Tilray shares are slumping, down 18%. The cannabis company reporting a wider-than-expected loss and is offering a cautious forecast. And gold futures are higher after rising to a record yesterday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Weather Weathercast brought to you by MJ McGuire Company in Rugby. If you're in the market for a good new or used vehicle, hey, look no further than McGuire's in Rugby, this area's official Ford, Dodge, and Chrysler dealer. That's MJ McGuire's in Rugby. Meteorologist Stone Schaefer is with us from the KX Storm Team.
From the Storm Team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, sunny, highs lower 60s, a west wind, 5 to 15, wind gust up to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s, a west wind, 10 to 20. Tomorrow, a chance of rain, increasing clouds, highs upper 50s, a northwest wind, 10 to 20, increasing through the afternoon, with wind gust up to 35 miles per hour. On Thursday, mostly sunny, highs mid 50s, a northwest wind, 15 to 25, wind gust up to 40. On Friday, sunny, highs lower 60s, a southwest wind 5 to 10. On Saturday, sunny, highs in the lower 70s, a south wind 15 to 20, wind gust up to 25. On Sunday, sunny, highs in the lower 70s, a west wind 10 to 20, wind gust up to 25 miles per hour. And on Monday, a chance of rain, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, a south wind 15 to 20, wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. Keep it right here for your latest forecast. The Mix, 1470, KHND, and 99.5 FM.
Hey, right now, copious amounts of sunshine. The temperature is at a very pleasant 52 right now. We've exceeded yesterday's high of 51. 52, west wind at 13, few gusts to 16, 58% humidity. Bare soil temp 4 inches down at 41.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470, KHND, Harvey.
Fox News and information is on the way with a one-minute update. This report brought to you by Roberta Storm of State Farm Insurance and Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West End.
It's the big savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. Boneless half pork loin sold in the bag from Holstone Farms, $1.99 a pound. Boneless beef bottom round roast, $5.99 a pound. Family pack golden plum chicken leg quarters, 99 cents a pound. You'll find fresh strawberries, 16-ounce package, or 6-ounce raspberries or blackberries, two packages for $5. Our family butter, selected Fridays, $3.99. Our family orange juice, two bottles for only $7. Pizza quarter pizzas, 13-inch, $6.99. Hungry Man dinners or bowls, two for $8. You'll also find Just Bear whole chickens, $6.99. Lantle Frost premium sliced meats, great for making sandwiches, $5.99 a package. Boneless breaded chicken, $10.99 a package. And don't forget about their delicious roasted deli chicken. 4-piece and 8-piece. They have whole chickens, all cooked up, hot, juicy, and delicious. And be sure you check out their brand new website. The full flyer is right there, along with some great recipe ideas. HarveyWarehouse.com. That's HarveyWarehouse.com. Harvey Warehouse Grocery.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say bugging? Ah! And why are you bugging?
I don't know what I'm doing. Why aren't you bugging?
Because we just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. Ah! And they're, like, there when you need them. Now quit bugging and say the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Contact Roberta Storr with State Farm Insurance in Harvey at 324-4318.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The parents of convicted high school shooter Ethan Crumbly facing the parents of their son's victims at their sentencing today. Nicole Beausoleil lost her daughter Madison Baldwin and gave a victim impact statement.
The lack of compassion that you've shown is outright disgusting. Not only did your son kill my daughter, but you both did as well.
Prosecutors say the Crumblies failed to secure a gun in the home and didn't take Ethan out of school after he made a violent drawing the morning of the shooting that it included a plea for help. They were both convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Ethan pleaded guilty in the shooting and is serving a life sentence. Norfolk Southern is going to pay $600 million in a settlement from that toxic train derailment last year in East Palestine, Ohio. Payments could begin by the end of the year. America's listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
Hey, we're back. It's 11:41. RDA is absent today. Myself, RJ, and Chuck Random here. Visiting with Michael Coachman. And Mike, another listener, or same listener comment about District 37. The listener says there were people on the delegate list who didn't even know they were delegates. One of them was my husband's boss. He didn't even know he was a delegate. He said he hadn't even heard from the district chair in over 2 years.
Wow.
Well, we have a guy that doesn't even know he's president, but I'm sorry.
Wow.
How does that work? How do you not know your... I don't understand.
Well, that's some of the shenanigans within the establishment of North Dakota NDGOP.
So did he not even... He didn't come to the convention?
I'm guessing this person's husband was there, but didn't know he was
delegate. You know, it'd be really shady if somebody was a delegate, didn't know they were delegate, and then they just voted for him by proxy.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds a little bit like the Politburo, but...
But yeah, that's what Bob Wheeler was kind of talking about, some of the shenanigans in District 37.
Right.
That's weird.
And I'm guessing, is that Kelly Armstrong's district, I wonder? I'm not sure.
No, I don't know whose district it is. I think it was, I don't know, and I don't want to assume anything. Yeah.
Listener said he was not at the meeting and didn't go to the convention, but yet was selected as a delegate.
Now, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like I said, as we're finding out more, just like with your listener, we're starting to get a bigger picture of what's happening. Because last night at the meeting that we did, and some of the people said, because it was something that they were pushing, they didn't fully understand the whole thing, and they were just trying to push it through because they didn't know the procedures or what was going on, and that made it hard to make the right decision because they weren't getting the full story because it was a he said, she said. But where it was, whatever the procedure was, by the bylaws, they didn't meet the requirements, but they passed it and made District 37 okay anyway. And I think that was the problem. They bent the rules for whatever they want, from my understanding. And it's not the first time. It's not the first time. I've been to a lot of districts that they have bent the rules, or they push through a lot of stuff because it's a fast and furious thing, and people don't have time to contemplate the decision that they made. And it's one of those. Well, like I said, until we get the full story or fully understand the procedures, but from what your listener is saying, I think they have the pretty much a good part of the story, which is the issue.
And listener said that's Mike LaFleur's district, and he's the was he the House Majority Leader or Senate Majority Leader? I forget now.
House Majority, I think.
Okay,
that's
yeah. He's the House.
Another listener just shot me a message and said, I was at the convention. My interpretation of what Armstrong said is that it didn't matter if they did it right or not because there were open delegate spots at the convention. Yeah, and LaFleur is the House Majority Leader.
I wonder how those two are connected.
Say that. Start that statement again.
Another listener writes, I was at convention. My interpretation of what Armstrong said is that it didn't matter if they did it right or not because there were open delegate spots at the convention.
Yeah. That's his interpretation.
And that's what some of the people came out and said. It doesn't matter if it's right or not. Yet, because they believe if they were wrong, you don't do it. If they were right, that's okay. If it was wrong, they shouldn't be.
And that's right.
And that's what they were frustrated about, because that's really kind of an ethic thing.
Mm-hmm. And Bob Wheeler pointed out last hour, and the listener did too, that's Mitch Basler, the son of Kirsten Basler, is the chair of District 37.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Move along. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Boom!
I would love to have somebody who's politically knowledgeable in the party connect the dots on those three data points.
Mm-hmm.
It not being right or wrong, we did it anyway. We have people who didn't know they were delegates, who didn't attend the convention, and there were open delegate spots. I don't even want to say how I'm connecting it for fear of sounding foolish, but that whole thing sounds a little spooky.
You know what? That conspiracy theory should come to reality in 2 months.
Yeah. Wow. You know.
But this is what's scarier. I was talking to Charles Tuttle. He talked to Hovind at the convention.
Okay.
And after Beasley lost, he said that she's going to be running anyway, and she's going to win.
Kirsten Basler. Yeah, I saw that clip, yeah.
That's
you see that. That's scary. That's scarier than you can imagine, because they're controlling everything. It doesn't matter how you vote. We're going to tell you what you're going to win. That's scary.
Yeah.
It is. And, well, you know, John Hovind, you know, that goes back to the convention a couple of years ago with his, buses that rolled in for the extra people that came in to vote for him, you know.
Do we need to encourage our Democrat brothers to have observers at all the polling places? I would encourage it anyway, but this is starting to sound just a little bit scary.
The problem is, they're already in the Republican Party.
They are, and that's the truth, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only way they can win is they put an R behind their name.
So what you're doing by saying, having them watch the polling places, like, okay, you foxes will keep these hens safe, okay? Okay.
Yeah.
We would do our best.
We'll do our best. And
if you say so.
Listener just shot me this message. Original listener here. It says, they handed out sheets of delegates with alternates on the list and shoved it through quickly. And listener says you should have Roselle Unruh on your show to talk about it. She was the one who filed the complaint.
Wait a minute. Somebody who didn't know they were a delegate, but there were alternates there to take that person's place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm beginning to get a more clear picture of how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I just saw that too when you just mentioned that.
Yeah, you know what?
And I think you should have them on the show. If you want to take my hour, I would gladly let them use it
for you to talk.
I'm
serious.
Let's shed a little sunshine on this subject. I'll be gone. If you're going to have that person on, Rick, you shoot me a PM because I want to hear this.
And I think I'm going to reach out to this person and Roselle Unruh and see if we get that person on the show. But find this. I mean, this is just unreal. They think this can go through. You know, no one will notice. We can do this. We can do it. Shh, be quiet.
I would love to find out who the delegates, who the alternates were, what spots they were in, who was the person they were alternate for, and contact those people and say, hey, you know, we're just following up on this, some reports we've had. It says, was there a person, we don't want to pry, but was there personal reasons why you were unable to attend the convention? Wouldn't it be entertaining? I'm going out into conspiracy land here. Wouldn't it be entertaining if you found up the significant percentage of those people weren't even aware they were a delegate?
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly,
okay, that just went from 2 months to 2 weeks.
Yeah, because this is getting a little. You know how much I hate conspiracy theories, Rick.
I know you do.
You've done it again. You've dragged me over to the dark side. You people.
Actually, he dragged you into the light.
Yeah. Stop being right. Stop being right. Every time I say I hope I'm wrong, that's when I find out I'm not.
Yeah, and you connect the dots, again, Mitch Baszler, Kirsten Baszler's son, the chair of District 37. Well,
yeah, you need to shed some sunshine on this.
That's very, Rick, very interesting.
Rick, I'm serious. They could take my slot.
Boy, am I glad I did not get that job.
I'd like to listen to that. I might even come into the shop and listen on that one. I'm serious. That's huge. That is very huge.
Hey, wouldn't it be fun to break a story like that and it wind up making it actually to some of the larger media coverages?
Like the 99 Cent Reporter?
Well, no, some actual... you're hushing my mellow.
Hey, he's one of those radical conservatives. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
what are you talking about doing a research and finding out if there is... alternates that shouldn't have been there, and to get these other alternates in there. That's right.
I mean, I'll say this. I hope I'm wrong. I hope, dang it, I just did it. I hope we're wrong. I hope this is just a coincidence. But this, you know what? If it smells like a dead fish, it looks like a dead fish. Mm-hmm. It's
a dead fish.
Yeah, you got a dead fish.
Hey, could you say on the air one more time, I hope you're wrong?
I hope I'm wrong.
11:52, we got to rock and roll. Michael Coachman, thank you for your time, my friend.
No problem.
Adios.
Late morning markets from the Ag Central Radio Network coming up right now. A word from Tracy's Market.
Stop in and save this week at Tracy's Market of Fizzeton and Maddock. In the bag, whole, stone, boneless half pork loin, $1.99 a pound. 16-ounce package of strawberries or 6-ounce package of...